In the name of God, greetings to all our hardworking business professionals. I hope you are all in high spirits. In our last session, we discussed the power of mental imaginary and the importance of being realistic, eliminating illusions and false beliefs. Today, we are moving forwards to explore the key topic, how to achieve an ideal income. How can we set our annual income goals? How do we clearly define our targets and, more importantly, make them a reality? First, we must ask, where is the money? Generally, money is spent in two areas, on goods or services. However, most people primarily spend their money on goods. Think about this. We are buying groceries, home decorations, cars, houses, and so on. If you were to categorize all your purchases over the past 10 years, you'd realize where most of your money went. Whether on healthcare, education, food, or other things. Research has already shown us where most of our spending goes. So what should we do to increase our income? The bank grows, but the employee salary remains the same. You have to think about this. Consider other examples, nurses, office assistants, or clinic staff. No matter how many patients come in, their salaries remain fixed, even as the doctor's income increases with each additional patient. The key is to recognize where you're positioned. Are you just providing services without potentials of growth? Or are you in a role where your income can increase as the business grows? Take some time to reflect, learn and understand where the money is, and whether you're operating in a space with financial growth opportunities, or if you're simply passing time in a role that limits your earning potential. It's essential to evaluate your position carefully if you're in a field where money isn't flowing. It might be time to reconsider your approach. Now, let's address the question that many of you have. How can I increase my income? As someone who has spent years building expertise, running companies, and helping others succeed, I'm here to share the experience with you. For those who are serious about growing their income, it's important to start by identifying realistic goals. We talked about this in our previous session, by be specific and grounded in reality. If you missed out, go back and listen to that episode because it's foundational to what we're discussing today. Here's a common scenario. Someone says my current income is $200. How can I double it to, you know, $400? That's a logical question. And yes, I can help with that. Or someone else says, I'm making $400 right now. How can I make it $1,000 per month? Again, it's doable. But what if someone says, I'm earning $200 and I want to jump to maybe $5,000 overnight? That's where we need to pause. I've explained this before. Income growth requires sustained effort, not just luck. Yes, there are times when expected opportunities come your way, what some call luck. But building a reliable income stream requires structure, consistency, and persistence. Sometimes success seems to arrive out of nowhere, and you may wonder, why did this customer choose me? And how did this opportunity land in my lap? That's where a higher power comes into play. And in those moments, we need to be deeply grateful for the blessing we receive. As we move forward, focus on the practical steps. Build your team, understand your business, and manage it effectively. Remember, this advice is coming from someone who has walked the walk, not just read a book about it. In today's world, it's easy to be misled by appearances. Someone with a small operation claims to be running a large company, or a team of five present themselves as a major corporation. Don't be fooled by surface level impressions. Start by defining your financial goals, realistic ones. If your income is $200, now aim for $400. Take it step by step and build upon a solid foundation. For those of you who missed previous sessions, I recommend revisiting them for a deeper understanding of the strategies we have discussed. In the world of business, understanding the structure is the key. Let's talk about it. A structure tells us that if last month you had $5,000 in sales, it's unlikely that it will suddenly drop to a quarter, or a skyrocket to $10,000 the next month. If your revenue has been consistently around $5,000, the most realistic expectation is that it might grow to $6,000. There is no drastic leap happening overnight. So if someone experiences a sudden 5- or 10-fold income increase in revenue within a month, that they shouldn't assume that the trend will continue indefinitely. It will usually revert back to its normal and natural course, reflecting the structure in place. Now, what does it mean? It means that you need to build your financial structure systematically. Imagine that a secure circle I talked about in the previous session. Everyone has a safe zone, but its size varies. For one person, it's $200. For one person, is $4,400. The goal is gradually expand this circle of safety. For example, if you consistently make $2,000, your secure zone could be around that number, but it fluctuates between $1,500 to $2,200 maybe. But it doesn't suddenly jump from $5,000. It stays at $2,000. We need to understand that income fluctuations within our secure zone are normal, and we shouldn't stress out if they occur. The key is to focus on expanding their secure zone step by step. If you are consistently making, $1,000 per month, you only make, and 1 month you are making, $200. As these higher numbers become our new baseline, your mind will adapt to them. The idea isn't to dream of jumping from, $200 to $1,000. But to build a solid structure that supports steady growth. Imagine a glass trying to comprehend the capacity of a barrel. It simply can't. Similarly, a person with a limited capacity won't be able to understand how to handle massive income increase without building up to it. Capacity needs to be developed gradually, just like expanding a small one-story house into a five-story building requires tearing down rebuilding. Increasing your financial capacity requires a structuring your mindset and your business approach. sudden, a massive increase in income can cause instability if the underlying structure isn't prepared for it. That's why most people don't experience miraculous financial growth overnight. For most, wealth isn't gained through miracles or lottery wins. It's built step by step with consistent effort and strategy. Don't rely on luck to increase your wealth. If luck strikes, be careful. But if it doesn't, don't be discouraged. Instead, focus on building a strong financial structure that can support consistent growth. Appreciate the growth you have achieved and keep expanding your secure zone. Some people become complacent with their growth. Someone who used to make $100 per month and now makes, you know, $1,000 might feel satisfied and, you know, stop pushing for more. Yes, they have made significant progress, but why stop there? Don't trap yourself in past achievements. Look forward and set new goals. So how do you increase your income? The first step is goal setting. Determine your annual income target, whether it's $100 or $10,000. Write about it, write it down, and as I mentioned in the previous session, reflect on last year's income and set a realistic goal for this year. Avoid unrealistic leaps. Growth should be strategic, not miraculous. Everyone has their own capacity, and it's essential to recognize where you stand. So how do we ensure we are on the right track? It starts with understanding your own existential capacity. This is about recognizing and expanding your potential and limits. For instance, if you're a business owner setting annual revenue goals, it's essential to first define that growth look like for you. If last year you aimed for a certain amount, this year target should be a realistic increase from that baseline. Let's break it down. If you have set a goal of achieving $200 this year, you need to calculate more you need to sell, and you have to, you know, calculate it more. Now, break this down further. If you're considering only 25 working days a month, you need to drive your monthly sales on 25 to determine your daily target. For example, 8.3, maybe US dollar per hour divided by 25 gives you approximately 333 daily sales. Understanding these daily targets helps you align your operations to meet your goals. If your actual daily sales are significantly lower, $2,000, you'll need to adjust and compensate on other days to stay on track. Consistency is the key, and any shortfall should be addressed promptly. Additionally, you should also determine the minimum order size for your customers. In your goal to generate a certain amount of revenue daily, you need to ensure that each customer meets a minimum purchase threshold. This ensures that your sale targets are realistic and achievable. All right. For instance, if you're hesitant to take a step because of the risk of failure, remember that staying static is also risky. It's better to move forward with a well-thought-out plan and make adjustments along the way. If you're only focused on avoiding risks entirely, you might miss out on valuable opportunities. All right, you say, okay, there's risk involved. Agreed. Perfect. Now it's delve into the this deeper. We're about to get to the core of this. When we talk about risk, it's crucial to distinguish between smart risk management and sheer recklessness. If I get into a car driven by someone who is clearly distracted, impaired, or just not in the right state of mind, that's not just the risk. It's pure foolishness. I'm not stepping into that car because it's a dangerous gamble. Now, if compare that to taking a cab from a reputable company or boarding a train or plane where safety measures are in place, there is management risk. You see, reducing risk doesn't mean eliminating it entirely. It means making informed choices to minimize potential dangers. So if you're looking for success, understand that it requires a structured planning and consistent effort. Investing in yourself and your brand is crucial. Ensure your brand a robust structure and don't rely on random luck or miracle outcomes. Your focus should be on creating and maintaining a solid plan, continually working towards your goal. Lastly, avoid distractions and negative influences. Surround yourself with successful people who can inspire and motivate you. Build a strong personal and organizational identity. Invest in your brand and yourself. This is a pathway to achieving long-term success. So remember, success is a blend of smart risk management, structured planning, and persistent effort. Keep pushing forward, staying focused, and let your journey be one of continuous growth and achievements. Until next time, stay determined and let your success story unfold with strategic planning and relentless effort. Thank you very much and have a nice day.